Welcome to Frame of Mind, a podcast from the Metropolitan Museum of Art about how art connects with wellness in our everyday lives. What does it mean to belong? Why does representation matter? And what's art got to do with it? Amanda Ping Potipakia has some answers, and they might not be what you expect. Working at the intersection between art, activism, and science, she makes art that explores microscopic universes, celebrates underrepresented communities, and challenges how we think about the world. Basically, her work will catch your eye and make you think. Amanda believes the best way to make the invisible visible is to create it outside of museum walls.
The merciful thing about meditation is that it is so accessible to so many people, that we can very much take even just 5-10 minutes of the day and learn to become more wakeful.
Think of the last time you looked at a work of art. Where did your mind go? Were you able to focus on what was in front of you, or did your thoughts wander elsewhere? In an overwhelming world, it's a challenge to see beyond what's stressing us out on any given day, so much so that we can't focus on what's right in front of us. According to Lodro Rinzler, an author and Buddhist meditation teacher who grew up right by the Met, this problem has a solution: mindfulness. Welcome to Room to Room, the podcast where we talk about everyday people who are defying the odds from their room in New York City. As you know, there has been a pandemic here for about 2.5 years, and so it is what it is. But we are still making it happen here, from artists to activists to teachers, healthcare professionals, social workers, community leaders, and more. These are the people that keep NYC moving. Today, I'm talking to a native New Yorker straight from the Upper West Side by way of Queens, which I have to mention because most people in NYC today are transplants. My guest today is Riety DeLulo, a theater/film director, movement professional, artist, and founder of The Skeleton Rep. If you haven't seen a Skeleton Rep show, you should. It's a real treat, and you're missing out. How are you today, Ria?
I'm well. Thank you for asking, Baron. How are you?
I'm excellent, and I'm talking to you, and I can't be any more excited. So thank you for being here with us today. First off, what is The Skeleton Rep?
The Skeleton Represents is a new work development company. So what that means is that we take stories that we think adhere to our mission, and we work on getting them nice and tight, big, and presenting them to the world. Our mission is to explore modern myth, whether that be taking myths from the past and bringing them into the present, and more excitingly, in a lot of cases, taking what is mythical about our own age and telling stories about that.
This is mainly theater, yes?
To date, yes. We have been predominantly a theater company. And the pandemic gave us the chance to try on some other forms of exploring our modern myth.
Any media today, we could talk about podcasts, we could talk about even, you know, TikTok, YouTube, whatever. And a lot of it is so, how do you say, pedestrian, and not that there isn't a place for that, but, you know, we do need things that are going to stretch our minds and make us think beyond our regular everyday selves. So I really love mythology. I think that's the reason why people love Marvel and DC and things like that.
So my undergraduate degree is actually in American civilization, although that degree would now be called American Studies. But I also, you know, studied Latin and had the opportunity to study in Rome and Edinburgh and these cool big places with big myths and, you know, people who built big monuments to these big beliefs and created theater and spectacle.
Yeah.
You know, of course, other civilizations also have theater and spectacle. Those were the ones that captured my attention as a young person. Going into American Studies was interesting because there's a lot of rhetoric and demonstration around identity and representation and propaganda to a certain extent, and entertainment, right? America's history has a lot of entertainment, a lot of propaganda,
identity. It's funny you say this because, you know, the stuff you're mentioning are questions we're all asking ourselves now. Identity, representation. I just feel like it's very current.
These themes seem to come up a lot. They repeat themselves, or they're universal, or they're endlessly explorable. And what was interesting too is you know, America has a lot of legends,
right?
But we don't have a lot of myth. And that is a choice of construction, right? This nation chose not to have mythology, but rather legend.
Well, we're always looking forward too, so, you know.
Yes. And the stories we're going to tell about the past tend to be about overcoming odds or Absolutely. An individual.